I have a jam-packed studio because today we are saying happy birthday to a very special local lad who's defied all the odds. You might remember our next guest, Noah from Abbeytown. Now, it's something of a miracle that he joins us now on his 8th birthday. Noah is here. Welcome to the studio, all of Noah and all of the family. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Noah, happy birthday, dude. Hey, thumbs up. Thumbs up from Noah. I want to say hello to Mum Shelley's here. We've got Sister Steph, who's taking photos. Dad Rob. Nana's here. How's it going, Nana? Yeah, she doesn't want to come on air, but they're all here. We're having a big party in the studio. We've got balloons, we've got cake, we've got party hats.
And popcorn.
And popcorn, right. I'm putting my hat on right now. Hey, no, I can see you there. Right, I'm going to put my party hat on now. There may be people who they already know Noah, as I say. We've sort of followed Noah's journey.
Yeah.
But for those who don't, Mum Shelley, when you were pregnant with Noah,
yeah,
what were you told?
When we went to the hospital, we were told that Noah's brain was actually deteriorating quarter by quarter. And we honestly thought, you know, that he was going to be born with half a brain. But they were quite sort of, well, it was quite a sad, horrendous time, actually, not sad time, but horrendous time, you know. And we actually planned for Noah not actually being here because the news was that devastating. And, you know, the non-resuscitation order was put on Noah, sort of spina bifida and also hydrocephalus.
Any mum and any family to be told that there'd be the non-resuscitation order, they effectively said if you have Noah, he will have a life-limiting...
If he doesn't take a breath, that's it.
Yeah, he would have a life-limiting illness, or they didn't think he'd survive
full stop. Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, he just wouldn't be here, and that was that. And then the day came for a checkup, and Rob said, I think you better just take your case. And I said, no, it's just a checkup, it'd be fine. And then we went in and they went, okay, he's going to be here in 2 hours. And he went, see, good job you brought your case.
And then Noah arrived.
Yes, and there was a lot in theatre.
I was going to say, what was it like?
It was very, very busy. You know, there was hardly any, you know, anybody talking or anything like that. It was very quiet. And then all of a sudden, they prepped me for a cesarean section, and there was this heck of a scream. In fact, Nick Knowles says it's a life affirming scream. It was a real hollow, wasn't it, Noah?
Is that right,
Noah? Yeah.
And you mentioned Nick Knowles there. Well, we'll come to that because you might have seen Shelley, Noah and the family on DIY SOS.
Twice now.
That's right. I saw you in the special. Oh my God, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. So it was amazing. So we're here celebrating Noah's 8th birthday.
Yes.
Yay! So he truly is a miracle. He's defied all odds.
Yes, he has.
You know, what do doctors say now? Because he's got his own sort of special chair.
Yes,
but he's chatting away. He's a wee man now. Because I've known him over the years. He's grown up and
seen him loads, haven't you?
You know, he's a chatty, awesome dude. You okay, Noah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what do doctors say now?
Whatever you're doing, just carry on doing because it's working. You know, we look at what Noah eats. Obviously, we're having a little bit of cake today. But, you know, normally we wouldn't be having anything like that. You know, sugar or anything in Noah's diet. So he takes vitamins. We try and keep him as healthy as possible, you know, and obviously out of A&E. That's our main thing.
I mean, over the 8 years, Shelley, it's obviously not always been easy. It's not been easy at all.
No, it's not been easy at all. And it still isn't easy, you know. Night and day, you know, we're still turning Noah on a night time. He still has a heart monitor. So, you know, it is night and day.
Sister Steph's here taking photos. what's lovely, and Nana's here, Dad Rob. Everyone's kind of beaming. Everyone's so proud. You've been on this journey together. Noah is an absolute credit to you.
Thank you.
A bit more about DIY SOS, because it's a wonderful program what they did, and I watched closely when you were on, Shelley, and How much has that changed your life and Noah's life?
Overnight, they came in, they totally revamped the house and made his life so much easier. You know, it was so hard. And it's absolutely beautiful. But then years later, to be contacted again to say, how would you like to be on the programme for the 20th anniversary, was just incredible, you know. I was cleaning for weeks.
Nick Knowles is coming round. Clean. Yeah. Noah, how are you feeling? What do you want to do on your birthday? How are you celebrating?
What are you going to do today?
We've been doing decorating. What
nice.
Else?
Cool.
You've been opening parcels?
We've been opening loads of parcels.
Ooh. Yeah.
And where are we going after this?
Bowling.
Bowling.
Yeah.
And who's going to win? You? Are you sure about that, Noah?
Yeah, that's what I've got on.
What have you got
my
on?
My badge.
And what's it say? Birthday boy.
It does.
It does. Look. Birthday boy.
That's a great badge, Noah. He's got his birthday boy badge on. Lots of presents for Noah. Off bowling later.
Yes.
Noah, I hope you get a strike. I mean, chatting with Noah now, it's amazing because, you know, they said, you know, his brain wasn't going to form. He only sort of had 2% of his brain.
2% of his brain, yeah. And then, you know, regrowing to 80%. You know, we've actually just been over to Paris last year to meet the world's leading scientists. There was a half an hour, talk about his brain. And people, you know, were open to questions at the end and they were just amazed. So everybody wanted their selfie with him, which was so lovely. And we do keep in contact with them as well.
Well, he is a bit of a celebrity, really.
Yes.
And I believe he's gone global. Noah, you're a bit of a star in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. What did you do in Australia then, Noah?
I did exercises.
Yes, you did.
And I did exercises at my house.
Yes, you do.
What else?
What else? What? When you went skydiving? Yeah, you did skydiving, didn't you?
Yeah.
And what else did you do?
I went to skydiving. Guess what I did?
What did you do?
You know that big tunnel that I went in?
Oh, yeah.
I went up 3 times.
You did?
Wow.
It was amazing, wasn't it, Noah?
3 times?
Amazing.
3 times?
What else did you do?
Horse riding.
Didn't you?
Surfing in Australia.
Horse riding.
Yeah, and horse riding.
Yeah.
And what else?
Oh, you did. We went on picnics.
We did.
We went to see how gold bars made everything.
What, the chocolate bars are actual gold bars?
Yeah, proper gold.
Wow!
Yeah.
No, I mean, this is incredible. You've been skydiving.
Yeah.
I'm too scared to go skydiving. Were you scared?
You hand fed an orangutan.
I did.
He's so cute. He is so cute. I mean, you must be so proud.
Oh.
I mean, by the way, Nana, I want you to... Nana, did you do the skydiving? No, shaking her head. No, absolutely not. She's got a little orangutan doll with her, which is hilarious. So you like monkeys?
And the orangutan is called Dinar at Perth Zoo, and Noah shares the birthday with the orangutan.
Oh, nice.
And it's Dinar's birthday.
It is today, the same day
so
as you.
So happy birthday to Noah and Dinar.
Yeah.
But you were on Australian television in front of millions.
Yes, 7 million.
Nice. So what? You 7 million people saw you on TV. Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. And do you know what else Noah's done this year as well? He's actually been singing on the Royal Albert Hall stage because he's a patron for Music Man Project. So they're taking all the students next year to Broadway. So he's going to get to go on Broadway, which is incredible.
Wow.
He's also handed out 17,000 gifts to the NHS staff since his last birthday.
See, that's what Michael Ball over here, Royal Albert Hall, it's amazing. See, that's what's beautiful, Shelley. You know, you and your family, it's not been easy, you know, with Noah's complex needs, and yet you want to give something back and you raise money. We've all got party hats on and there's cupcakes here and your hoodie, Shelley, with the hashtag Hugs for Noah.
Hugs for Noah is basically, you know, an awareness website where people can come and contact us if they want to and get support from us. You know, it's nice to just be able to be there and listen because we didn't have that. But in terms of giving to the NHS, Noah's actually coupled with a company called Secret Hampers, but Noah calls them Secret Pampers. And we actually get to go and deliver gifts to hospitals. But the first one that he did was the RVI, which saved his life, obviously.
That's wonderful, Shelley. And then
it's nice to give. That's what Noah's motto is.
You are just a wonderful, strong, close family. You know, I think that's helped. You can tell how much there's a lot of love, and that's helped in so many ways. Being on, was it Australian sort of news TV,
yes,
talking about Noah?
Yes,
around
news.
The world. That's incredible. And I mean, defying all the odds, doing, you know, skydives, and he's here 8 years on. I mean, what would you say to anyone who, any of the doubters, Shelley?
Wow. You know, we just followed our heart, really. You know, we wanted Noah and loved Noah from day one. And I think, you know, it's so important never, ever, ever to give up on hope, because that's all we had. You know, and if there's anybody out there that's listening, you know, please, if you want any support, we have got loads and loads of contacts. Please contact us, hugsfornoah@yahoo.co.uk. We're always there to hear you, listen to you, support you. But anybody else trying to actually conceive a baby, please take folic acid and your B12 3 months before conception, because spina bifida actually sets in from the 14th day of conception, which not a lot of people know. You normally get pregnant, then start taking your folic acid. It should be the other way about.
Noah, you are one cool dude. Absolutely brilliant. And it's a credit to your family. We're going to have a bit of a party now. I want some cake, yeah. I'm going to be honest. And Noah, I know you're off bowling soon, but we've got time to have a little dance. Noah's requested a song.
Yeah.
It is not what I would have thought he'd have picked, an 8-year-old Noah. Noah, so you like Bob Marley?
We're having this tomorrow. We're having a big party tomorrow.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the playlist, you've got a bit of Bob Marley.
Well,
shall we do that? Oh, by the way, should we sing Happy Birthday to Noah?
Yeah.
Are we up for that? We got Nana, Rob, Steph, Shelley, Emma, producer Emma's here. You've followed Noah's journey, haven't you, as well? Yeah, over the years here at BBC Radio Cumbria.
I was going to say, if anybody wants to join in online, we've actually got the party hats, and anyone in the world can print them off, take a selfie and join in.
That's so fun. Hashtag hugs for Noah. And I just want to iterate what you said. Anyone going through something similar, you're not alone. I think that's important at that point, you know. And I love that you offer that support to others
around the world, not just in the UK.
Yeah, amazing. Right, let's have a little sing song.
Yeah,
let's have a sing song. All right, Noah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Noah. Happy birthday to you. Yay!
And for Noah, who's 8 today, it's Bob Marley. He chose this. Jam in. Let's have a boogie.
Woo!